From our studios in downtown Portland, this is your weather podcast, brought to you by Affordable Tire Pros, your source for Continental tires. AffordableTirePDX.com. Tires for every season.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another Coin 6 weather podcast. We've got Joseph Dames, our weekend meteorologist, here with us.
Oh yeah.
Awesome. Welcome in there. And we're going to talk about this storm that we are seeing as we hit the tail end of this week, and then also some Christmas weather too.
This is when we need to like cue the jingle bells or something like that.
Yeah, maybe we'll put some music on there. Maybe we can slap some in right now.
Really make it festive.
Awesome. So there is some big weather that we've been watching.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things to track is called an atmospheric river.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if I were to go back to school and do research, I would study those.
It's such a huge impact for us in the Pacific
Northwest. It is. And it's a type of weather system, you know, phenomenon that we see a lot as we head into our winter months. And it's typically when we get this big jet stream that develops and it points a big hose of moisture straight into the Pacific Northwest. And it usually has roots from the tropics. So not only is it bringing in a lot of tropical moisture, but also tropical air. And that's warm air, too. So it's interesting how in December it can feel very mild and moist and warm outside while it's just dumping rain.
Yes.
And that's because we're getting an atmospheric river. So this is the type of setup that we're actually going into as we head into tomorrow and Friday. So Thursday and Friday of this week, the week before Christmas, we're seeing one of these systems setting up.
Which could mean just a lot of rain.
Mm-hmm.
And that could maybe cause some localized flooding for some locations. But when we get these rivers, you know, we might see rain totals
in the
2-3 inches. Yeah,
it can be quite a lot of rain here. So on the Savastrug River, since snow levels will rise probably around, 6,000 to 7,000 feet as this atmospheric river sets up and develops, we're not expecting any snow in the valley.
Yeah.
So that's good news there.
Yeah, I would say very rarely do we see the two combined,
right,
where we get the cold air with the,
Yeah.
That would spell trouble.
It would. So the good news is we won't be dealing with snow in the valley, but all that rain coming in could pose for some issues, especially around those neighborhoods and communities that are around rivers that actually don't have any protection from swelling and those rivers rising. So that's something that we will be watching going into the end of the week.
Definitely, especially areas, like you mentioned, a lot by those rivers, out towards the Oregon coast as well. I know Tillamook has already issued, I think, some sort of advisory to get people kind of prepared for that.
Mm-hmm.
We get those rivers around there that could really have some problems.
And it seems like this atmospheric river event is really going to impact the coast. So the coastal communities will likely see the most rain in this event. Some of those upper foothills of the Coast Range and the Cascades could see some heavy amounts of precipitation. But the coast, I think, will see some big flooding, and same for in the valley, too. With that, again, flooding will be probably something that we're watching going into Friday with just all that rain that's coming. So models so far have been pointing at inches of rain in the valley towards the coast, also in Portland. And what's important to note is that atmospheric rivers are pretty hard to pinpoint because they're always changing directions. They're kind of shifting, if you will.
Yeah, meanders a bit. Mm-hmm. So maybe a little further to the north, a little further to the south. But it does span a large miles. It could be 100 miles plus. So it will cover a lot of locations.
Yeah, and as we've been watching these model runs update, and we're getting new information and forecasts from these model runs, we've noticed that there have been some shifts already in the amount of rain that we could see and where that rain may hit that bullseye and really just soak. So a couple days ago, we were watching rain totals closer to 5, even 7 inches in Portland.
Which is like what we get for a full month.
Yeah.
In just a couple days.
Yeah. I think the average rain for December is about 5.6 inches or somewhere in that range. So quite a bit. And models were pointing to just that over a span of maybe 4 days.
Yeah.
Which would have spelled out a lot of trouble. So
yeah.
Since then, we've seen these models update, and they update about every 6 to 12 hours. And totals have been decreasing, which tends to be a bit more typical as these events come closer to time.
A little further out, they're a little more aggressive, and then they kind of fine-tune mm-hmm. and carve themselves, carve into a yeah. more solidified forecast.
Yeah, and the day that the atmospheric river really sets up looks to be Wednesday night into Thursday.
Yes, yeah.
So I think regardless of the actual amount of rain, we're still going to be seeing a very soaking rain event here in Portland.
Yeah, very wet forecast.
Right. So we'll be tracking, the atmospheric river and where it sets up and how much rain on our forecasts here on TV and online, too. So make sure to stay tuned mm-hmm. To that forecast because it could impact you, especially if you're out towards the coast. But so far, it does look fairly wet going into Wednesday and Thursday.
I saw like a little trivia tidbit coming out of NOAA that these ARs that set up sometimes can produce 30 to 50% of the moisture that we get
wow.
here in the Pacific Northwest. I'm going to probably write up a little article about that
okay,
so that
yeah.
we'll be able to find online.
Yeah,
and just some more details.
Justice
is
putting some good stuff on coin.com. So make sure to check out all of his articles mm-hmm. if you're interested in weather topics that are related to what we're kind of seeing this month. He's always got some cool stories.
I mean, between the weather team, we're cranking out stuff left and right. And
yeah.
there's a lot of stuff. We do have active and enjoyable weather here in the Pacific Northwest
right.
that we can discuss. So
yeah.
We have a lot of stuff on the website, too.
Yeah. Pretty cool stuff. So basically, the timing of this system this week, so an atmospheric river develops and we'll start to see some rain back in the forecast Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
It's looking like some light showers from the last model run that I was looking at. And then heavy rain really sets up Wednesday night into Thursday. It continues Thursday night into Friday, lingering showers into Saturday and Sunday. So the next bulk of days here mm-hmm. look very wet. And that's just talking about rain here in Portland and in the valley. We're still seeing inches over a span of 5 days. And that's going to be a lot, potentially some record breakers mm-hmm. For daytime totals. And then we could be dealing with some flooding. So flooding is a main concern, too, but also snow up in the mountains. As that atmospheric river comes in, it really brings in warm air from the tropics. So we will see that snow level meandering, and that could really cause some issues.
Yeah, pushing up to, you said, about 7,000 feet by
yeah.
Thursday.
So we're real cold going into Wednesday.
Yeah,
that's before
the morning.
Yeah, before the AR sets up. So we'll see snow levels around 3,000 feet mm-hmm. most of Wednesday. The moisture moves in. The warm air is not quite here. So we are looking at some significant snow on Wednesday. So if you're traveling over the passes, I would actually avoid going on Wednesday unless you go very early in the morning and you just jet over those passes real
yeah.
quickly and you're out of there by noon to 1 p.m. It's really the evening time and then into Thursday morning that we'll start to see those snow levels rising. But, snow will have continued to fall all day Wednesday. So last forecast, we're calling for about 5 to 10 inches over government camp
okay.
Wednesday night into Thursday.
Yeah, that could definitely make it.
Yeah, some headaches for travelers
yeah.
up there. And then Thursday, snow levels really start to rise. So that's when that atmospheric river comes in. It brings in that big warm mass of moisture. And what's interesting is Wednesday night's forecast low in Portland is actually warmer than Wednesday's highs.
Mm.
So it just continues to slowly warm or not really dip temperatures overnight as that mass comes in. So it's interesting to see how, Wednesday's daytime highs are low 50s. Our overnight lows will stay in the low 50s, mm-hmm. and then we bump up towards the mid 50s on Thursday. So that just kind of shows how warm we may be. And then
yeah.
up aloft, we really see those snow levels hiking to about 6,000 feet on Thursday.
Yeah, so at that point in time, it's, snow for ski bowl lower areas at the passes, probably not going to happen.
Yeah,
it's
not,
be
not
for
looking
those higher
good.
Runs.
Yeah, so significant snow for probably around 6,000 feet and
yeah.
above. But, at the base of meadows and even timberline, we'll likely see a lot of that snow washing out. I don't suspect all of it will be gone, but I do think those soggy conditions will be dropping rain down to the bases.
Yeah.
And we will lose some of our base.
We'll have some problems.
Yeah, at the resorts. So interesting setup here.
It is.
And one thing to note is, again, this atmospheric river could point somewhere else.
Right.
It could point more north and mm-hmm. hit the southwest coast of Washington, or it could point more towards central Oregon. But nonetheless, I think many forecasts are agreeing that it will still be a soggy span of days come Wednesday through about Saturday.
Yeah, rain gear.
Rain gear needed.
Yeah.
Drive safely. Pay attention to the forecast if you live near rivers.
Yeah.
We could definitely see some swelling and flooding.
But this is all before Christmas.
That's right. So this, again, is the week before Christmas, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, a couple of days here
yeah.
With some inclement weather there. But let's talk about Christmas. What are some things that you've been seeing for Wednesday of next week?
I mean, when I was looking on the weekend, it was kind of dry.
Yeah.
At least dry a couple days heading up to Christmas.
Right.
So the possibilities for snow...
Probably not likely.
Low.
Yeah, it did look cold to me. So overnight lows near freezing. I think we are lacking the moisture for a white Christmas this year.
And it doesn't happen very often.
It doesn't. If I'm right and remembering correctly, I think the stats are something along the lines of like 1 or 2% of Christmases in Portland ever see any.
A white one.
A white one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it doesn't look too good. I think we'll see some quiet weather going into Christmas, which again is good for folks who are still traveling around that time of the holiday and maybe next week. So again, if families are leaving anytime this week, the week before Christmas, may run into some trouble over the passes Wednesday and Thursday, and then just a lot of rain here in the valley and out towards the coast. But Christmas week itself, I think we'll see some quiet weather.
It seems like it settles down just a bit. You know, that could always change. But
it could.
For the time being, it looks like our Christmas forecast is going to be kind of quiet.
Right. Are you staying in town for Christmas?
Oh, yeah. I'll be here.
Yeah.
I'll be filling in, actually, Christmas night for Natasha. You know, most of my family's in Illinois, so
it
takes a lot to travel. So I'm totally okay with working so people can see their family closer to home.
Yeah, definitely. So. That makes sense. I do envy the folks who do live in those regions that just get pounded with snow and isn't Chicago one of them.
Yeah, the last couple of days. It feels different out here as far as winter goes for me. But I do appreciate the fact that if you do want to see snow on Christmas, you just go to the mountains and you're good.
What is it, Mount Hood, about an hour and 15 away? So not bad.
Not bad at all.
Well, we're so close to Christmas. It felt like it really popped up quickly. We went straight from September to December, at least in my head.
Yeah,
it was so quick.
Just the whole year, actually. This is probably the quickest year.
Yeah.
In the books for me. I know that last year, temperatures were about the mid-40s. We were dry on Christmas. The last few years have been kind of dry. Really just quiet Christmas weather.
Yeah, and a really interesting move into the end of fall and into winter, too. So the first day of winter, or the solstice, is on Saturday, the 21st. Yeah. So new season starts this weekend, which is exciting. Mm-hmm. But as we finished out fall, it has been pretty strange. We've been pretty dry. Mm-hmm. Both October and November saw below normal rain totals. September was exceptionally wet. Mm-hmm. But November was, I think, the fifth driest on record, which is just odd.
We had like a little over an inch.
Yeah. So I think, you know, an event like this, all that rain coming in, will be good for the region because we're back in a dry category of drought in almost all of Oregon now.
Right.
So the rain will be good, but a lot of rain all at once, like this atmospheric river is potentially providing us, isn't always a good thing either.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how it all unfolds as we hit the weekend.
Sometimes it's boom and bust in these months where we have like, you know, nothing, and then boom, we get hit with some heavy rain and... kind of feels that way this month.
Yeah. Is there anything that you're excited to forecast for? You know, we still have some pretty interesting months to come. January and February could spell out, you know, anything.
You know, I feel like usually we get a couple gorge events, you know, some ice events in the gorge. I wouldn't say I'm excited for it, but it makes the forecast... picks up the forecast a little bit.
A little more enjoyable.
You know, usually a good gorge event is something that makes the forecast a little challenging, but it's really enjoyable. And then, of course, mountain snow. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for, I think this is, it's kind of a bummer that the snow levels are rising.
Kind of rising, yeah. I have a couple of friends who've texted me and are worried that all the snow will wash away.
Right, yeah. That's the last thing that we all want.
Yeah. And it is interesting kind of tracking these snow levels, too.
Yeah.
Because they really do matter. These very cold pools or warm pools that come in that we may see again late this week do affect the snow.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention this, but freezing rain, also a big issue with this system, too.
Kind of the transition before that warmer air gets here.
Exactly. And some of that cold air that's trapped in those valleys, as aloft starts to warm and rain falls, it could refreeze, and that spells out ice accumulation and ice buildup. So that's something to watch in those upper valleys around 3,000 feet. We could see some icing with this event, too.
Yeah. Are you looking forward to any forecasts?
I would love to see just a big storm wipe out Portland in a good way.
With wind? Like a wind windstorm?
No windstorm. Actually, I would love to see a nice big windstorm this winter too. But yeah. I'm looking forward to snow in the city. So I hope we do see an event that does bring some snow down to the roads and kind of shuts down the city for a little bit, because it always creates some good buzz.
We really want to ski.
Yes, in town.
Portland.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a stellar promo.
Yes, the whole team just out there, either on skis or boards, and just shredding through the streets.
I would love that. I think that we should make that happen.
Well, we gotta hope to get some snow. Yeah. So hope is high. Hope we get it.
Definitely.
Well, thanks for joining me in this podcast, Joseph.
Yeah, thank you. Always. This is wonderful.
Yeah, and we'll prepare for the rain. All right, we'll catch you in the next one.
Your Weather Podcast was brought to you by Affordable Tire Pros, your source for Continental tires. AffordableTirePDX.com. Tires for every season. You can listen, download, and subscribe to all of the Coin6 podcasts on iTunes, Spotify, or Google Play.